Good evening and welcome to Georgette Pierre Radio. Today is Valentine's Day, Tuesday, February 14th. Tonight's episode explores varying perspectives on chivalry in today's society. According to Merriam-Webster's definition, chivalry is defined as valiance, marked by honor, generosity, and courtesy, as well as high-minded consideration, especially to women. When asking some of my girlfriends if chivalry was dead, I would hear a resounding yes. But when I asked some of the men their thoughts about it, I would hear varying answers from women killed it to women should be independent to some men being burned and jaded by the lack of appreciation. Can there be a yes-no answer to this question? Will my guests join me tonight to offer their views and perspectives on chivalry in the millennial generation, how that affects their ideals on dating, and what may have caused the downward spiral of this behavior in our society? My first guest comes from the Washington, D.C. metro area of Woodbridge, Virginia. He graduated from Tuskegee University, then moved to New York shortly after in summer of 2008, where he dabbled in both the finance and fashion industries. Currently working in sports and entertainment at a Wall Street firm, and I quote, he prides himself as a sartorial enthused gentleman who maintains an impeccable appearance, nothing short of a millennial dandy. I welcome Nick Arrington. Nick, how are you?
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me. Very excited. I'm actually still at the office in a conference room giving you and everybody on the line my undivided attention. What's up?
Nice. Thank you for joining me, Mr. Millennial Dandy. I love it. My next guest reps Brooklyn, New York to the fullest. She's currently an event planner in the D.C. metro area and holds a bachelor's in marketing and a master's in integrated marketing communication. Representing for the ladies, I welcome Tiffany Fuller.
Hello. I'm here, my love.
Hello. Okay, and then my last guest, last but never least, is another graduate from Tuskegee University and lives in Harlem, New York. One of his goals after graduation was to help his community prosper in today's society, as well as develop jobs where Black youth can be competitive in corporate America, as well as entrepreneurial pursuits. I welcome Herman Shockley.
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm marvelous.
Well, Herman, meet Tiffany. Herman and Tiffany. Herman and Nick, please meet Tiffany. I know you fellas know each other, but thank you all for joining me. So I'm grateful for you all being on the line tonight. So for those that are joining in, please join in on the discussion at 347-202-0591. So I hope you all are ready to deliberate on chivalry and respect and just dating. So let's begin. First and foremost, I want to start with Nick. Are you dating exclusively, living the single life, or are you dabbling in your past? What's going on with you?
I'm definitely dating exclusively. It's a long-distance relationship. It's a little tumultuous at times, arduous, I guess you could say. But it's been a long time coming. I actually met the lovely young lady in my life while I was at Tuskegee. Herman knows her as well. We've been... I courted her for a year before we got together. So I would say now, probably about 6.5 years, if you count the courtship.
Nice. Herman, what about you? Are you dating? What's that seem like for you?
Well, my whole situation is too funny right now. Like, right now I guess you could say I'm dating. I'm looking for all prospects. No,
okay.
Let me stop. Let me stop joking around. I guess you could say right now I'm dating, but, you know, not in a relationship at this moment.
Nick is in an exclusive relationship. Herman is dating, not exclusively. So, Tiffany, that's you. What's going on with you?
I think I'm in the same boat as Herman there. I'm dating. Definitely not exclusive. I consider myself to be a floater.
Yes.
A floater. So wait, please define floater, Tiffany. What does that mean?
I mean, right now I'm doing what feels good. And it's very different for me because I'm one that I'm so used to being in a relationship. I was in an 8-year relationship at one point. That didn't work out, and then I kind of just jumped into another relationship. So I didn't really know how to master being by myself. So right now I'm just following my instincts and doing what feels good. So I am dating. Nothing serious at all.
Nothing serious. So two floaters, one exclusive. And then, you know what, let me join in because I'm actually living the single life too. I guess I could say I'm dating myself. Tiffany, did you say that as well, that you were dating yourself? kind of.
Yeah,
you know,
I do that at times too.
Getting to know yourself.
Yes.
Getting to you, Nick. You know, you and I both know each other. We went to high school together, and I experienced firsthand your debonair attire, down to you opening doors, flagging out cabs, paying for drinks, meals, whatever. And this is almost like second nature to you. Being a gentleman is obviously not so commonplace in modern society. What were your views on courtship and just how you treated women when you were growing up?
I guess it all stems back to, you know, that question that, you know, my mother asked me, would you treat this young lady, you know, would you do something to her that you would do to me, right? And if you see yourself doing something to this young lady and you wouldn't do that or express your feelings in that way towards me, then you probably shouldn't do it. Or if you did or you are, you should stop. We should take two steps back and kind of like second guess yourself. So I mean, it all stems back to my mother. You know, just treat women like you would treat me, in a nutshell.
That's
right?
Interesting. Honestly, I know like you have two brothers. Do all your brothers act like this, or it's you more so than them?
I think all of my siblings are different. Yeah, I mean, I think all of us are different in our own right, but at the end of the day, we're all respectful.
Right, okay. Now, what did you kind of delve more into the courtship? So what did you define as, like, how did you court your significant other? What did you do for a year that, garnered her attention and wanted her to actually end up being with you after that?
Well, I think the biggest thing was friendship. Right? Because she was in between coming off a long-term relationship. But I think the foundation of being friends first really set us up
with
for success.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Makes perfect sense. I mean, and let me know if this is too personal. I mean, within that year, obviously, even though she was dating the guy, you all weren't intimate at all, correct?
No, actually, we weren't.
Okay. You never know nowadays. I was just... You know, I know everyone's idea of courtship can differ. And, Herman, you and I talked a little bit, and I know you were kind of on the fence. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. I feel like it, I don't feel like it. I mean, what was that like for you as far as growing up and how you treated women and then you kind of picking and choosing how you wanted to do things?
My thing is I've really only dated exclusively in my lifetime two females, and the latter being one that I was in a relationship for 3 years with, and that was really the only girl that I really, like, courted for real in the terms of what Nick is saying. And
okay.
I feel like sometimes, like, we're in 2012 now, I feel that the games and the okey-dokes and all of this kind of stuff, girls trying to get stuff out of guys, girls doing certain things for certain reasons, unknown to me, you know. So the way of not courting is like a combative move. It's a combative move to not deal with all the nonsense, you know. And so if I'm not doing this and doing that, it's more like a mechanism to save myself in the end. So I won't be the one that won't feel played. Or especially if I'm not taking something seriously, you know, like
you sound like you're using, so you determining whether you're going to be chivalrous to a woman or not is almost like you're filtering, like, do I want to deal with this woman or not?
Yes, and I feel like I have the option in the beginning to make that decision if I want to deal with this, if I want to take this a certain way or not. Like, sometimes I don't feel that everybody goes into every relationship feeling that, you know, oh, this is the one of my dreams, I got to make it work from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know anyone who, going into a relationship from the beginning, puts everything on the line in the beginning. I haven't heard of that, and I don't think a lot of, and if you do that, I think that's a mistake. So I don't want to say I'm disrespectful or I'm just, you know, a total dickhead, but I'm just I feel that I'm not about to put everything on the table at first, and I'm not about to show you all my whole basket. It's just like, because I feel like I play these cards because I don't want this to happen again. So I've done the courting thing. I've done all the chivalrous stuff. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, right. at sometimes, you know, it might be the way I do things. It might be the girls I choose or whatever. But that's not. It hasn't worked. Sometimes it doesn't work, and I'm not gonna do all of this and then in the end get shitted on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to get shitted on and feel bad about it. You know, so like I mean, if I'm going down the line in a relationship and I start to feel like, oh my God, this girl is really, you know, she's dealing with some of the things that I'm throwing at her, and I feel like, yo, this is something I might be interested in, then stuff starts to change. You know what I'm saying? Stuff starts to change.
This is my thing. And before we even delve into it, Tiffany, I want to hear your response to that, or just overall, what was it like for you and the way you allowed men to treat you? And then kind of, like, you know.
Well, first thing first, right now what I'm thinking to myself is, like, Herman is playing this like it's an obstacle course. You know what I mean? Like, you if she could deal with whatever you putting at her long enough, then she's worth your courting. I find that to be real back. I will say that, you know, you made a statement saying it might be the type of females that you're choosing, and I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think that courting starts from the gate. If you know that there's a mutual interest, I'm not talking about spending money. I think courtship comes out of respect. It comes out of your intent for the person. It doesn't come out of, oh, I'm going to drop $5 on a drink. What's that? I don't know, and it might be coming from a different type of person, because I'm the type of person that I always look at a situation like, my money is mine. Yours is yours. Don't get me wrong. You got to have money to keep me, but you don't have to have money to get me. There's a difference.
Wait, you have to have money to keep
me? I have my own. So... I'm just keeping it real.
Hold on, Herman. Tiffany, I want to delve more into, you know, you and I are friends. We went to grad school together in Boston. I want to kind of dig more deeper from the female perspective on, you know, we dabbled in the same thing when it came to relationships. Like, I've dealt with the utmost respect, but I've also dealt with the utmost disrespect. So
heck yeah.
What about that with you? And the way you allow me to treat you and how that's affected you and dating for you. Like, what are your expectations going into this?
I mean, like I said, I think that my expectations going into it is you want the respect. I mean, who goes into it wanting to be disrespected? And I think it either comes from what you're willing to give to that person. I've definitely met my share of dudes that the way I represent myself, it comes from a place of respect. I get courted the way that I want. And sometimes I'll get a dude that's just outright out of his mind, and he thinks that he can do whatever, not show up, almost like what Herman said, like an obstacle course. Let me see what she's going to do before I give a little. And not for nothing, I think what men need to understand is that a lot of times us women, we follow their lead. Because we're guarded, and I'm not saying that they aren't guarded, but if you're showing me that you want to be here by courting me the proper way, then I'm going to meet you. But as a woman who's a little bit old school, I'm not going to put everything on the table before I see what you have in your hand.
That's the same thing I just said.
Well, I guess it sounds so
different. Herman, you didn't say that. Herman, you were on
the table. I said the same thing as far as putting everything on the table.
He did.
You said, I got to see if she dealing with the stuff that I'm putting at her, and then I could say I could go a little extra.
All right. Let me say this as far as the stuff that you got to deal with. I'm not saying it like, yo, you just got to deal with me like straight up and straight up like that. No, I'm not saying that. But if you're not, if that's how I'll gauge, if you really into this or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this dude, he might have this, he might do this, he might do that, but still, you know, I still fucks with him. He still, you know, he keeps me in a good peace of mind, keeps me in a good mind state, and I'm going to deal with some of these things. And then that's when I know, when you're all in, you know what I'm saying? When I see that you can deal with certain things that, you know, because everybody has hang-ups. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that once a girl can is able to deal with those certain hang-ups, then that's one that a guy should look, you know, that should look to for keeping it for the long haul, because that's going to be a good one in the end. Is she holding you down? Is she? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I want to get Nick, I want to hear your opinion about this. I mean, you're a guy, obviously, you're friends with Herman, and Herman's not the only friend that you have that may not be as chivalrous all the time or happy to be safe all the time. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, that guy that don't do this from the gate.
This is how I kind of see it. I see being chivalrous and properly courting a woman, I think they go hand in hand, but in the same breath, they're two different things. So, for example, I think an example of being chivalrous to a woman is, you know, holding the door open for them, letting them enter an elevator before you, or exiting an elevator before you. That doesn't mean I want to jump into a relationship with this person. That means I'm just being polite, right?
Right. Right.
In regards to courting a woman a right way or a wrong way, I think the only right way is kind of adapt to, you know, the signs she's giving you. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too passive. You know, I think it goes hand in hand. Now, being just blatantly rude or disrespectful to see whether or not she can handle that, I think it's going backwards. And then at the same time, I guess, holding back, quote unquote, some of the cards. It's like, I mean, I think you'll be able to see someone's true colors, like, within the first 10 to 15 minutes of a conversation.
Well, this is, okay, so one thing that I've heard and I've seen, again, with my own relationships without saying too much, like in the past, men treat women how they treat themselves. Mm. Herman,
wow.
Starting with you. Yes, Herman, starting with you.
Wow.
That's something that you look at on the way you treat her. So say she's fly, she looks gorgeous. Oh my gosh, you're attracted to her in all aspects. But if she doesn't notice or she doesn't see all these things in herself, and maybe she may have low self-esteem, although she may be pretty, how are you going to treat her? You know, is that a determining factor?
Yeah. Well, all right. Wow, this is funny because this is kind of okay. I've dealt with and I get I want to say I learned a lot from being with this girl. You know what I'm saying? It set me up for a lot of relationships in the future. But I dealt with a girl who was, I want to say, out of all the females on campus, she was probably top three on campus as far as, you know, how cute she was and how pretty she was and how fly she was and all of that. And you can ask Nick if he wants to agree, he'll probably co-sign it. So that set me up, but this is the thing. She had a low self-esteem, and she was very to herself, and she had a lot of you know, like I said before, she had a lot of hang-ups. You know what I'm saying? So what I did, because I naturally, like, I guess I saw before I even started talking with her, because we were like kind of friends at first. Me, you know, kicking it with her, and, you know, chilling, being at parties and being at get-togethers. You know, I saw right through all of that. I saw through the facade of what was going on. I saw through all of the prettiness and the flyness. And I saw that, yo, this is inside. It's a little tender little girl who's scared to come out of shell. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what attracted me to her. You know, so I don't want to say that, you know, if a girl treats herself like shit, that's how I'm going to treat her. Because I don't think that's true. Now, on a different spectrum, like, if I'm just trying to, I guess, because I done seen guys do it. How a girl acts is how you're going to treat her if you're trying to, you know, go in for the kill. If you're trying to go in there, just try to beat for the night and keep it moving, then that's what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? You're going to say whatever the fuck she's saying, whatever, how she feels. Oh, this how I feel about myself. Oh, yeah, you know, yo, we can work on that, blah, 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 and keep it moving. You know, but if you really trying to develop something with her and you really have genuine feelings about her, then your whole actions will be different. So I say in circumstances, you do that, yeah. But in certain other circumstances, you don't.
Yeah. If you're not tuning in, you're listening to Complex Simplicity 102. It's Chivalry Dead, and my guest and I are delivering on it. It's Chivalry Dead in the Millennial
generation that we're living in now. Join in on the discussion at 347-202-0591. Tiffany, with you,
yes.
In regards to you. So, again, you know, you and I have talked about this. I'm curious on what the statement that I had just made about men treat women the way they treat themselves. I know Herman said he doesn't believe that to be all true, but what are your thoughts on that? What have you witnessed on some of the things that you know, your experiences in dating?
I mean, I kind of agree with him. He said something very harsh, but I have to agree with him when he said that, you know, if you see a woman that kind of puts herself in the category of shit, for lack of a better word, someone's going to treat her that way. And I've seen it both ways. I mean, I think all of us women, we struggle with insecurities, and there's times when I've met a person and, you know, I'm putting forward my best, and I know that I deserve it. My mind is in the right place, and then he comes very correct. Everything that I could ever want is there. And then there's other times when I'm in a different place, and this was probably when I was younger. I was in a different place, and, you know, and you kind of felt like if you didn't have the thing that the other girls did, that you weren't as much. And at that point, I felt like my insecurities was kind of just beaming through a little more. And I got, you know, played, for lack of a better word, too. So I feel him on that, that whatever you put out is what a lot of dudes is going to, they're going to take advantage of that.
Right.
So you can't, you know, be out there thinking of yourself one way and because it shows, and a dude is going to come in and try to save the day. Or because
right,
you look like
that.
See,
that was
girl.
My next thing about saving. Mm-hmm. Nick, there's all these unwritten man laws, but do you look at your guy friends and in a sense say, like, hey, you shouldn't do that, or you shouldn't say that, or you should treat her like this? Do you ever step in, or is it ever a place where men should step in for other men and say, like, yo, like, it stops here?
I mean, I don't want to say, like, I'm, like, the best person in the world or the most courteous.
Right.
I just try to put my best foot forward whenever I can. I mean, you know, when people are upset, whether it be male or female, they say some things that sometimes they shouldn't say or do some things that they shouldn't do. In regards to women, especially if it's a woman that I know, that I'm close with, and, you know, we're throwing the B word around, and, you know, talking crazy about somebody, then I'll definitely say something. But in regards to, you know, a man in his relationship with his woman or the person he's dating, I mean, I think that's their own business. So if it's somebody that I know personally, like, is a friend of mine that I care about, let's say even closer, like, it's like my sister or something, of course I'm going to say something or give my opinion. But in regards to, you know, people in their relationship, that's, you know, their thing. I don't want to say it's their own problem, but it's because we don't know if it's a problem or not. You know, that may be how they roll, you know? And then who am I to judge or, you know, say anything unless it's, like, crazy, you know? Yeah, I mean, that's their thing.
Have you ever disrespected a woman? However you define that, Nick, have you ever done that before in your relationships, or even just generally speaking?
Sure. I mean, everybody who knows me knows I have one of the most smartest mouths on the planet. When I have something to say, I'm going to say it. And then have I said some things that I regret? Sure. Can my tongue get really sharp, kind of nasty? Yeah. Is it okay? No. But,
okay.
You know, let's say you're out somewhere. This is not a specific example. And, you know, whether it be male or female, but you ask about a female and they're nasty to me, I can dish you right back, you know? Your temper, you let your temper get away from you, right?
Right.
And, I can cite a specific example. An ex-girlfriend of my older brother's said something pretty mean to her. And I paid for it with a slap to the face, you know?
Interesting. Now,
so,
I mean, when that happened, like, did you just take that? I mean, take it meaning, what could you possibly have done?
I punched
that?
Her in the face. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Oh.
I'm totally kidding.
You said it with such conviction, Nick. I really believed you.
Oh, no. It actually,
right.
I didn't apologized that night, but eventually I did, and believe it or not, we're actually pretty good friends now. So, you know, like I said, mistakes can be made, and then I rectified the mistake, and we're actually friends, you know. Anytime
right.
I'm in
right.
back home in the D.C. Area, you know, if I don't give her, if I don't give her a call, I'll shoot her a text message.
And the vision comes to mind as for saying this. Well, Tiffany, you know, well, actually, this is for both of you, but I want to still continue with you next. So there are women, like one of my my executive producer, she grew up in the South in Texas, and you know, men being chivalrous and courting and doing things traditionally, as most people consider it to be, it's an expectation. So it's not even a matter of, oh, you should do this, I like it. It's, okay, well, I don't need to say thank you to him because that's the standard. What are your thoughts on that? Because obviously everywhere you go, it's not the same. Like, I didn't grow up with men opening my doors or me, you know, expecting these things to happen and me just not allowing a man to be a man. What about, you know, what about men getting jaded from that? Like, do you think, you know, men should be jaded from that? Do you think that men should expect to hear or feel appreciation from women, or should it be something that's already standard?
I think whether it's expected or not, whether it's a man pulling a chair out for a woman or you holding a door for a woman, I think human to human, you should say thank you if someone says someone does something nice for you, whether you expect it or not. Right. For example, in the first apartment complex I moved in when I moved to New York, I never opened my front door. The doorman always did it for me. And this is a gentleman to gentleman relationship. It was his job to open the door. It's my job to say thank you. Whether the young lady expects this, whether wherever geographically she's from, whether it be Texas, Mississippi, or Idaho, doesn't matter. If someone's doing something nice for you, you should definitely say thank you. And whether or not women are appreciating this and men are becoming jaded by it, I think that's a fair statement. But moreover, you know, I guess at a higher level or more general sense, I think people don't really say thank you anymore, I guess. I mean, I live in one of the – I mean, in the same breath, people do say thank you. I, quote-unquote, or we, quote-unquote, live in one of the most rudest cities in the world. Like, everybody in New York is so rude, but – I don't agree with that statement either. I mean, I guess it depends on the person. But I could definitely see both sides of the argument where men can become jaded from women expecting X, Y, Z, A, B, C, and the other way around. Women can become jaded because, oh my goodness, this guy flagged a cat for me. I sat down on this side, and he expects me to scoot all the way to the other side instead of walking around the other end.
What are your thoughts, Tiffany? Again, you know, I mean, with Nick's story, obviously he was taught from his mother as far as in, would you treat a woman the way you would treat me? What are your thoughts about that, Tiffany? Was it the same way? Did your father teach you these things, like a man should do these things for you? Or was it something that you developed and kind of learned that you liked on your own?
I would definitely say that it was something that I developed and learned on my own. I think, you know, your first relationship with any man, because not all of us, you know, had our fathers around or anything like that. You know, I was lucky enough to have my dad in my life, and I had an older brother as well. And how, you know, they worked to protect me and teach me certain things. And, you know, it was based on just seeing what they did and how I felt and, the reaction that I got from it, that I was just like, okay, you know what? This is the kind of person that I want around me. And I think that I learned it from that way. And kind of also comment on what Nick said with, you know, the common courtesy of saying thank you. I think a lot of times with women, what we have become is so independent that it has jaded men. I think that a lot of us go around tooting our own horns, making it seem as though we don't need men for anything. And as independent as we want to be, we could never be a man. So we got to let them do what they're supposed to do. And I think a lot of times we try to take that from them. We try to emasculate them based on the fact that maybe we're a little smarter or we make a little more money or, you know, just because of our own insecurities. And I think men have become, they've reacted to that. So that's why a lot of times you might not get the man to hold the door because, I mean, sometimes they're probably questioning whether or not it's the right thing because how we react.
Mm-hmm.
So I will absolutely absolutely agree that men are jaded by it.
You actually made a great point about that, like the E word, emasculation. I mean, there's enough of that going on in society. It was so funny. When I sent out the description of the show to some of my friends and just the email blast, one of my guy friends, me and him would go back and forth and joke, and I would always be with him when he's trying to talk to a woman. And I would be like, you know, why are you calling her like, hey, yo, shorty. I'm like, listen, she's not going to respond to you. I hope you understand that. And if she does respond to you, I'm not too sure if that's the woman that you really want to be with. And I would tell him, I said, you know, he was just like, he had answered the question in the email. It's chivalry. Then he was like, yeah, he was like, we're all the independent women now. Women need to start paying for meals and paying for this and paying for that. And it was kind of one of those things that kind of I laughed about it because I know him personally. But, I mean, some guys really just look at it like, I shouldn't have to do any of that. And I guess the question is, where do you think that spiraled from? Like, where do you think that came from, Nick, starting with you? I mean, just, and this is obviously personal experiences and things that we've dealt with and seen. Like, where do you think the downward spiral of that being, you know, chivalry not really being there, or that high level, that the utmost respect for women kind of just diminishing?
So I have two quick stories. So to go back to what Tiffany said about a gentleman being in a situation where he doesn't know whether to hold the door open or not. So I'm down, I'm downtown, and I'm going into a Starbucks, and I hold the door open for a young lady, and then I'm having conversations at the same time, and I'm waiting for one of my colleagues to walk in, and then I turn around, and she's looking at me, and she says, well, I'm in. Like, I can stop holding the door open. So like, I was like, okay, maybe it's because we're in New York or what? But she says, well, I'm in, with an attitude. I'm like, okay, whatever, right? So, and then to your point where you said how, I guess, I think it's called catcalling when a guy is yelling at a, I mean, girls do it too, but I don't think guys take offense to it at all. But
right.
Yeah, I don't think that works by any stretch of the imagination. And I've heard them all. And they humor me, but they're also very rude. And I guess how it started, I don't know. I think it's because, I mean, I guess the woman is becoming more independent, but haven't you guys been becoming more independent since the 20s? I don't know if that is the reason.
It's a different independency. It's a generational thing. I think independence since the 20s is, okay, I don't have to be home barefoot and pregnant. Now I can pick up a wrench and do something. And now it's, I make more money than him. I can buy my own this and I can buy my own that. I have a car and he doesn't. He's still living at home with his mother. And, you know, like it's just, it's really emasculating you guys. It's cutting you off. Because now you're not even looking at the core of the person. It's more about what the person, the materialistic things. And I think that's where it kind of comes from.
I definitely agree with you on that. I think the biggest thing when it comes to that, too, and I don't know if, Nick, you can attest to this, is, you know, society has also, media has also propped it up to be a certain way. And you all observe that. So when the woman is like, I'm walking to the guy that got the nice car and the rims on the car, like the more expensive car, it's just you're looking at it kind of like, okay. So people are kind of confused. Kermit, are you there?
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, you guys punched me in pretty quick. Wow, I guess you guys were looking for somebody, weren't you?
No,
yeah,
I think
brother was trying to say, let me spit a little game here. The brother trying to say is, you look around the world, you know, no other culture besides the Western European American culture has a divorce rate this high, has a failure of this kind, because there's a natural order of things. And when you have women making more money than men, and that's not even true based on the census data, but women are choosing men that make less money than them. That upsets the natural order of things. And what you'll have is in Africa, they don't have divorce rates as high as America or European culture. they might die early because of diseases and famine and different things of that nature. But American, we're dealing with an American capitalistic culture, and when you say you're independent and all that, when you get freedom, see, remember the Spider-Man movie, with great power comes great responsibility. If I give you an assault rifle, when you don't do with it, you can end up getting yourself killed. That's the same thing with independence. If I give you independence and you don't know how to handle it, you can end up getting yourself having three kids, no husband, nobody wants to be with you, nobody wants to be around you, nobody even wants to talk to you. That can happen to you if you don't know what to use, how to use what you have and what you got. That's what the brother's trying to say.
Steve, thank you so much for your comment. Where are you from, Steve?
Okay. Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, nice. Nice. Well, thank you so much for your comment.
All right.
The one thing I thought about, too, with that was what Steve said, but also Nick, what Herman said earlier was, it almost sounds like it's an ego thing, though. And I'm not saying like this is with every man, but because you all have been emasculated, you have, it's almost like you only have this little bit of whatever defense mechanism left that you all have to protect it with every ounce of being in your body. But I'm not too sure if that has to be taken out on women, if that makes any sense. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, all I know, I mean, if a woman makes more than me or less than me, I don't know if that makes much of a difference to me. I would just want her to be, you know, all that she can be. I mean, I want to marry a star, you know? I'm about being in a power couple relationship, whether it be her making most of the money or me making most of the money, it doesn't matter. As long as we're a power couple together, I think that's where, that's what I like to see. I mean, I know we always put, like, you know, the Cosbys in that nutshell, the Obamas now in that nutshell. But, I mean, if that's what we see, I don't want to jump to a cliche. I mean, that's what it is, and that's what I'm striving to be in, is a, you know, a power relationship.
Right. Herman, are you there, honey?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
I heard you guys talking about money. This is something that I would
The question was, the question was, I was asking Tiffany and Nick where they thought the downward spiral came from in regards to chivalry and why a lot more men aren't really, you know, treating women with respect and why women are taking on this more independent role. Like, where do you think that came from?
I hate to say it, but it's the entertainment industry. And it's the people with shitloads of money, and the people who really don't care who get women easily. You know, they like, okay, I can do this, I can do that, because another one's gonna be right around the corner. You know, and I think that's where they get it from. And I grew up in Harlem, and I've seen what goes on here. I see kids whose fathers, you know, I see boys whose fathers went to jail and don't know how to take care of a woman. So they come back home and they look at their father treating their mother or girls in and out the house, and that's how he's going to see it. You know, I see these kids go to school every day. You know, they just copycats of what they see in their communities. And kids nowadays directly see in their communities is the cool people, quote unquote. And the cool people are the ones that, it's sad, but the ones that are standing on the corner, that got the new sneakers, that got the new clothes, that got a million chicks around them, that's popular. You know what I'm saying? So if that's what they see, and that's what they see the girls, and everybody's telling them, yo, you got to have 7, 8, 9, 10 girls at once.
Right.
They hear that every day, and they see it every day, then that's what you're going to grow up around. Now, I don't know what the problem is for people who don't see that in their families or communities, and I can only blame that on people they watch on TV or hear on radio or stuff like that. But other than that, it's what you see in your community and it's what you're around. And it's glad that it's prevalent in the black community, because I am of I'm of the black race, and first and foremost, I gotta talk about my people before I can talk about anybody else.
I got you.
It's sad.
We have another caller
like that
on the line. Let's see who this is. Caller, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
I'm here.
Can you say your name, where you're calling from?
Yeah, it's Chad from Virginia.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
So you have a question or a comment, Chad?
I just chimed in, so I didn't really get the whole beginning of the show, so I was just seeing what was going on.
Yeah, you're a guy, and we were basically talking about the downward spiral of chivalry, and just kind of curious, with you kind of tuning in now, your thoughts on chivalry and where the downward spiral could have came from as far as men not treating women with the respect that most women think that they deserve now, opposed to being treated with disrespect.
It basically comes from the parents, you know. Like, when I was a kid, my mom was like, you better open the door. Whenever you see a woman, you better pull out the chair. You better do this. You better do that. Nowadays, a lot of parents are younger, and they don't really have time to focus on stuff like that. So they're just telling their kids, you know. The kids are, like, growing up watching TV and growing up playing video games. They don't have the same base like we did when we were younger.
Right.
So.
It is true. You're going to see that first with your parents, but that's actually a different perspective to think about. The parents nowadays are a lot younger than they were when we were growing up. Thank you, Chad, for your comment. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
So to kind of just get more focused and come up with a resolution or just kind of to think that you all would like to see, Tiffany, starting with you, moving forward, in the dating scene, or just overall speaking, like, what would you like to see happen for women in general, and then how will you contribute to that?
What would I like to see? I mean, for me, it comes down to just a basic level of respect. I feel like once there is this moment where you decide that we're going to start courting each other and we know what direction we're going into, I think everything should just be a movement out of respect, not out of a game, not a chess move. You know what I mean? Just because it comes from the heart. That's how I rather operate. And, I mean, that's my contribution. That's how I try to move. I move from the heart. Even if I feel like I'm not really getting it, now I have my limits. And I'm very big on reciprocity. So in the beginning, I will put a lot forward because I know some people, we all have a past, and sometimes we just keep carrying it on, and that manifests itself in the things that we do. So that's how I plan on moving. And I feel like everybody should do that.
Okay. So, fellas, to you, Herman, let's start with you. What would you like to see happen? I mean, your story is definitely different. Your attitude, your perspective on how you treat women is definitely different, and it is your truth. No one can take that away from you. But what would you like to see happen differently, and how would you contribute to that in a positive light? Let me say that.
Let me just clarify something real quick. All of the stuff I said in the beginning is not that I'm blatantly or intend or do I disrespect any female at any time.
Right.
I do not disrespect women. I'm just saying, like, to get respect, you got to earn it. And that's just, and that's that. And as a man, though, too, you're supposed to exude respect already. You know, you're supposed to walk in the room, and people should know that, oh, he's a respectful young man, regardless. And that's how that has to happen, regardless, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, like I was saying, some chicks make certain moves to make you lose some of that respect for them, and then you act accordingly. But in the future, I would like to see, like, you know, if it could happen, if everybody was on one accord, if there weren't the okey-doke chicks out there, as well as guys, too. I'm not saying just all chicks, okey-doke chicks. But, you know. Yo, happy Valentine's Day to everybody, by the way.
You too.
For those who celebrated, right?
For those who celebrated. But this is what I gotta say. Like, I just want to see everybody if you have respect, I feel if you come in with respect, then it's no way you can go wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then, like we were talking earlier, some people don't know how to act respectful. So then you're going to get certain sideways comments and things that you normally wouldn't get. So it's up to you to be the bigger person and, you know, acknowledge it, move on if you choose to, or deal with it how you choose to. But I feel if you come in with an open mind and have respect for all issues that happen, then you can't lose. But unfortunately, that's just not how it is today.
Right, I know it. And then, Nick, what are your thoughts, you know, just to kind of guide the generation? And, Nick, really, briefly, you're working on a book, and I know that's going to be a contribution. Like, you have a manuscript where you actually talk about etiquette, and maybe I think you touched on some things in chivalry. Like, where else do you plan on doing to contribute to just making things better and kind of showing people?
I mean, I think it's basically how you present yourself. You know, you lead by example. And yes, I'm working on a manuscript now. The title of my manuscript is The Millennial Gentleman, Be That Guy That Comes Far and Few in Between, right? So basically it's like almost a pocket guide to those gentlemen who are born in our generation, you know, just how to make, you know, the world a better place around them just by acting in a dignified manner while no one else is watching, you know, whether it be, you know, just being polite to those that are around you, right?
I
think if we all lead by example, I think it'll be easier for everyone.
So, can I say something?
I guess it's,
I just want to say, like, you, everybody knows that saying, if you know better, you'll do better, right? It's to the point where you got to educate, and this is across the board with anything. Like, you got to educate people. Like, Nick, you are the super chivalrous guy, right? So it's to the point where nobody knows that you're that chivalrous if you don't get out there and tell them, you know what I'm saying? So it's like if you live in a community where these guys are continuously disrespecting women, doing this, doing that in a certain way, they'll never know the right way to go if nobody teaches them. And I mean, you can say, okay, they can learn for it on themselves, but who really goes for the only a few go learn shit for themselves? So it's up to people like Nick, who have his own, you know, his own chivalry style. And it's up to girls like Tiffany. Is it Tiffany?
It is Tiffany.
You know, it's up to girls like that to go out there and educate these young women and these young fellas on how to be cordial, how to be respectful, how to be chivalrous, you know, to the opposite sex. And I think that's what it's going to boil down to. Because if I grew up and I didn't know how to do this, you know what I'm saying, I didn't have that example in my life, then it's no way I'm going to know. I'm going to look at TV, I'm going to look at the rappers, because that's what's put out there. You don't see people putting, what's the dude named, Farnsworth Bentley up there, or how to dress and stuff like that. They don't do that. They're going to put Jay-Z right there. They're going to put Big Sean, Meek Mill, and all of them right there. And that's how you want them to be. No. They're not going to put, you know, the other people that are of reputable stature, you know what I'm saying, in front of people.
Right.
So, and that's what's effing everything up. So, Nick, if you want to build, make a class, and teach it at the Schoenberg every Friday, on how to really treat a lady or something like that, you know?
Right.
That's the only way.
Before we deliberate, I kind of want to throw one more comment in the chat room. You know, I'm talking to a gentleman now, and he said, and it's sad because it is generation. He was like, why do I have to be chivalrous to women? Women don't want that respectful man. Women want that boy. And he was
Not true.
But listen, he was
not
like,
all women, not all women.
He said, if a woman doesn't treat me well, why do I need to treat them like a lady? My happiness comes first. And this is what I'm saying. It goes back to men being Jays because the way women treat other men. And it's unfortunate that some men didn't grow up learning that it doesn't matter how she treats. I mean, it doesn't matter how she treats you, but what's most important is, would you treat me like this if I was, you know, as far as, like, the relationship they have with their mother? Because that's where it usually stems from. Like, that's where they're going to see the respect from the parents. If the father is disrespecting the mother, guess what's going to happen? The son's going to grow up disrespecting women because the father is disrespecting his mother,
and it was never resolved when he was younger. So it's just so many different things that are going to take place, and I think the biggest thing, they're really deliberating on this. I could say chivalry is dead, yes, but then I could also say there's still a few good gentlemen out there. It's just women have to, one, know what they want, not complain
yeah.
about it, and become what they see. And that's for men and women. Become what you see. If you want a man to treat you like a woman, first treat yourself like that. And if a man wants a woman to be appreciative of him, he needs to be appreciative of certain things. So that's my response on chivalry is dead. And, you know, I think just open dialogue and conversation and mixed book, whatever that gets published, I think will be a great addition to what's going on in the generation. Real quick, how can people find you all online, Twitter feeds, all that jazz? Starting with Tiffany, go ahead. Tiffany, you go first.
Oh, Facebook, no Twitter feed. Tiffy
okay.
F. Facebook.
Okay. And Herman, how can they find you online?
My name is Herman Shockley. You can find me on Twitter. It's Harlem's Craziest. Craziest spelled the right way. And Harlem with an S at the end. So that's Harlem's Craziest. On Facebook, I'm Herman Shockley. I don't have a LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram if you want to look at pictures. It's Herm Shock. If, what else? I have a blog. It's called thestablog.com. Stablog.com. You go check that out. I'm all over. I live in Harlem. Let me just say this before Nick says his Twitter and stuff. At the end of the day, I don't think any guy should, even if a girl disrespects herself, a guy has to be a man at all times.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And that's if he comes into that situation and this girl is totally, you shouldn't treat her like that. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, unless, you know, you can't go out there changing everybody, but hey, you know, one change is good. You know what I'm saying? So if you go out there and you treating this girl like shit because she treating herself like shit, that's only going to lead to worse shit. You know what I'm saying?
I know,
so
but then that goes back to guys that have been jaded when they were younger. So to them,
exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
Different.
That's why it all goes back to the education aspect of it. So if you
right.
teach me how to do this, then I'll know. I'll know better and I'll do better.
Yeah.
You know, so
it
goes into another thing. If Christianity, if you're a man of God, then you're not supposed to treat anybody like that, regardless of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care if you treat yourself like shit. If you're a man of God, you're not supposed to treat the next person like shit too, just because they do the same thing. But go ahead, Nicholas.
Nick, go ahead. Spill off how people can find you online.
Well, first and foremost, Georgia, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at NickArrington1. And as Georgia was saying, I am penning this book. Hopefully it will get published one day. And the table of contents is actually set up like the articles and sections of a constitution. And we all know our preamble is kind of like the beginning of the constitution. And I just want to read this bit from you. And this is the beginning of my book, the preamble. We the gentlemen of the millennial generation, in order to make life more pleasant for those around us, vow to treat all respectfully in a dignified manner, maintain a presentable appearance, and do so even though no one is watching. So that's my piece.
I love it. I mean, feel free to, I mean, if you want to share snippets, I can put it on my blog. I would love to, you know, follow up with you on a one-to-one interview with this book and just kind of delve more into it. We definitely have to have this conversation again. I think it was great. I think it was funny, but I think it was insightful. I mean, you know, to some people, it may have been unresolved, but I think what it really comes down to is everyone's personal upbringing and the perspective on how things have been, how they dealt with things. I know I, as Tiffany, kind of grew into appreciating a man treating me like a woman when I didn't understand it when I was in my past relationship. So now I know allowing myself to be a woman, but allowing a man to be a man as well. So.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, Herman, go ahead.
Thank you. You know, once again, like Nick was saying, thanks for having me. Unfortunately, I was at an event at the Schomburg Library, and it's something. It's called Free the Girls, and I was shooting the event, filming the event, and there's another one on Thursday at the Brooklyn Museum from like 6 to 9 or 6 to 8. And if you guys are in the area of New York, you know, or anywhere, or you know where the Brooklyn Museum is, I think it's very powerful for girls. It's an interview style thing. This lady, I forgot the lady's name, but she's real powerful. She done wrote books and everything. But she sits down and talks with, you know, famous black women, and it's about uplifting black women and the respect of black women and how black women should be treated. All the shit that we was just talking about just right now. So if you're interested, you can hit me up on Twitter and or whatever, and you should attend. The last one in New York is Thursday at Brooklyn Museum. Sorry for the sirens.
No, you're good. Well, I want to say, of course, Tiffany, Nick, Herman, thank you all so much for joining me tonight. I hope you all enjoyed the conversation. And, feel free to reach out to me anytime. Do understand this is a continuing series. So if I call you all again for something else, don't be surprised, okay?
Yes, I want to be a regular on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you. And we'll connect soon. You all have a good night. As a disclaimer, these views are the views of the individual guests and not the views of everyone. We understand there's no right or wrong answer to this question, but more so opening up dialogue to express ourselves and share our experiences. Thank you to Nick and Herman and Tiffany for joining me tonight. It was a great conversation. Hilarious but thoughtful inside. We'll definitely do this again soon. You have to stay tuned for that. You can catch this episode and other archive shows podcasting on iTunes. More interesting episodes as we continue to celebrate Black History Month on George F. Pierre Radio. Thanks for listening. Peace.